Humboldt County recognizes childcare as an important need, and more than $1.5 million has been spent to improve existing childcare facilities and help those who want to start new ones. And that's only part of a total of $4.1 million expected to be spent by the end of 2026. The help is paid for through the county's American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA funding, the federal stimulus package that stemmed from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Board of Supervisors got updated on how the child care funding is being used at its May 21st meeting. Jade Hoff, the program manager for the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, which is administrating the funding, explained the importance of child care.
Child care is a very important pillar of our local economy. Each child care provider allows up to 12 workers to work outside the home. This provides the workforce that's necessary for Humboldt County businesses, and this economic growth ripples out from there. Unfortunately, child care providers tend to exit the industry pretty quickly. On average, they leave in about 5 years, citing issues such as low income, lack of support, and lack of career growth. And this leads to issues with Humboldt families being able to access child care.
In 2022, supervisors approved using $4.8 million of ARPA funding for child care. To date, about $1.5 million has been spent on child care programs, including hiring and retention bonuses for child care workers, working family subsidies, and forgivable loans for investments in child care facilities. One of the beneficiaries of the loan program is Beginnings in Bryceland, which was able to replace what Hoff described as quite the ramshackle fence at its child care facility. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said child care facilities need the help.
The difference that you made in the child care facilities with this money is so important. And I know in the rural areas, Bryceland, that area would have never been able to do the fencing, and it's really important out there. It's a very rural child care center. And for the rural areas, and even for not the rural areas, child care is very difficult when you're a young mom, young dad, trying to work and trying to figure out how to even find child care. There's just aren't that many providers. And so I just appreciate the work that you guys have done with that money and the child care facilities that you have saved, and it's made them possible to move forward.
Hoff said an effort dubbed Child Care Champions has just launched. She described it as a group of child care specialists and business owners and community leaders committed to supporting local child care services. The California Center for Rural Policy at Cal Poly Humboldt is part of it and is doing a child care needs assessment. Hoff said what's called the big audacious goal is to make sure everyone in the county who needs child care services is able to get them. Asked about the loan program, she said there's more than $200,000 of funding remaining to be spent on it to help with improvement and startups.
Anytime I see somebody who's interested in opening childcare, I reach out to them. So I'll see things in like Facebook mom groups and things like that where they're like, oh, I'm thinking about opening a childcare. And I, you know, DM them like, I have money. And so I really just try to encourage people anytime I can to pursue that. And I've also reached out to childcare workers that I've met who've expressed that they were interested in possibly opening their own businesses and encouraged them. So yeah, I definitely wanted to use some of the forgivable loan fund towards seed capital for new businesses, not just maintaining what we have, but to hopefully grow our capacity.
The childcare effort will expand with a new program this fall. Educational support will be available to those who want to learn about early childhood education and to those already in the field who seek additional certifications. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.